Good morning, my Walking with Jesus friends. Leadership transitions are delicate and very important times in the story of a family, a business, a government, or any organization. Both you and I have seen successful transitions and, sadly, also some very dysfunctional ones. Last week, my wife and I participated in the funeral of her brother-in-law, the patriarch of his large family, and now we watch to see who of his many adult children will rise to the occasion to care for his widow and lead the family. Today, let's look closely at how the kingship transitioned from King David to the man who followed him on the throne of Israel. You'll remember God himself had selected both King Saul, Israel's first human king, and King David, Saul's successor. The old prophet Samuel had been sent by God to declare and anoint both these men into the kingship, but old Samuel had died long before it was time to name the third king of Israel. As King David grew old, God did not send a prophet with a national proclamation, and as too often happens, a prideful, opportunistic, self-confident young man grasped the opportunity and declared himself king of Israel. He was Adonijah, one of the many sons of David and brother of Absalom, 1 Kings chapter 1. Quickly, Adonijah rallied supporters around him. But the prophet Nathan, David's spiritual advisor, remembered two significant moments which happened years before when God had sent Nathan to David with special messages about the kingship of Israel. These two events motivated Nathan to help David make the right decision about who should succeed him on the throne of Israel. Do you remember these events? The first is found in 2 Samuel chapter 7, when God sent Nathan to King David with the message that David would not be the man to build a temple for God in Jerusalem. Rather, it would be one of David's sons whom God would place on the throne after David, and God would empower this son to build his great temple. But at that moment, this special son had not yet been born, but God knew the future. The second event is found in 2 Samuel chapter 12, and this occurred after David's terrible sin with Bathsheba and was part of David's repentance before God. This is the brief record of what Nathan remembered from that dramatic event. David comforted his wife Bathsheba. She conceived and gave birth to another son, and they named him Solomon. The Lord loved him, and God sent word through Nathan the prophet to name him Jedidiah. The Holy Spirit of God helped Nathan remember these two historical defining moments as Nathan was hearing news that Adonijah was declaring himself to be king of Israel in David's old age. Nathan went to King David first to ask if he was aware of Adonijah's self-declaration to be king, and secondly, to urge David to take royal action regarding Solomon in fulfillment of God's words from so many years before. Have you ever found yourself involved in a leadership transition experience which is going badly? Were you able to bring some helpful clarity and perhaps recommendations into the chaos? Did you pray about what God might want you to do to help resolve the problems? That's what Nathan did for old David, and the Spirit of God helped David see the critical need for strong, God-honoring leadership in this rapidly evolving crisis. 1 Kings chapter 1 gives us the record of David's decisive actions. First, he called Bathsheba his wife, assuring her that, "I will surely carry out this day what I swore to you by the Lord, the God of Israel. Solomon, your son, shall be king after me, and he will sit on my throne in my place." 1 Kings chapter 1, verse 29 and 30. Second, David called in Zadok the priest and Nathan the prophet and instructed them to find Solomon and anoint him king over Israel. Blow the trumpet and shout, "Long live King Solomon." Then you are to go up with him and he is to sit on my throne and reign in my place. I have appointed him ruler of Israel and Judah. 1 Kings chapter 1, verse 32. As they quickly carried out David's instructions, of course, word came to Adonijah and those celebrating his attempt to take the throne. Fear replaced frivolity, and the revelers scattered, fearful they would be seized for leading a rebellion. Adonijah ran to the altar of God, sending word to Solomon, begging for pardon. Suddenly, newly crowned King Solomon was presented with his first opportunity to rule in wisdom. His words seem to me to be the reflection of his heart, yearning to honor God in his new responsibility as ruler over Israel. Solomon proclaimed, "If Adonijah shows himself to be worthy, not a hair of his head will fall to the ground. But if evil is found in him, he will die." 1 Kings chapter 1. As we reflect on volatile leadership transition in Israel as King David's reign came to a close, I wonder what important life lessons we can draw. First, I see David procrastinated. He had evidently not sought God's guidance well in advance, and David had failed his family, his leadership team, and the people of Israel by growing old without a leadership transition plan developed. Oh, my friends, please don't make that mistake with your family and any leadership roles you have outside your family. Seek God's guidance. Don't procrastinate. Make a good transition plan and make sure everyone who will be affected is well informed about your plan. If you don't, chaos will result, and that chaos will be your legacy. Second, finish well. Give serious thought now to what that means for you, your family, your relationships, and especially any leadership roles you have. God will guide you if you invite him to lead you from now all the way through to the end when you take your final breath.